Well, he's had a big weekend of sport, Adam Pengilly, covering the racing at Randwick on Saturday, and then, of course, the epic grand final encounter between the Roosters and the Raiders on Sunday, and he joins us on the line. Morning, Adam.
Morning, Larry. Morning, Dave.
What a weekend of sport.
I need some sleep. Let me give you a tip. Haven't had a lot of sleep over the weekend, and I've heard you guys speaking about the grand final earlier this morning. It's just a flat feeling, isn't it? In a couple of days after a grand final like that, it's just hard to get away from. You just feel flat all around.
Yeah, you do. One thing I took out of the game was obviously very competitive, but the atmosphere was as good as I've seen.
Yeah, fantastic. That Viking clap, Laurie, was amazing on Sunday night. But yeah, that many people involved was fantastic. And I heard your previous caller talking about the East Cham as well, like. You know what? They get mocked for not having supporters in huge numbers, but when they do turn up and when they make a noise, it's pretty fantastic. That East chant with the drums is great when it gets going. So I thought the atmosphere was great all around on Sunday, and I was just some of the events throughout the game and before the game and after the game that left a bit of a sour taste in the mouth, but we'll have to move on eventually.
Yeah, no, we will. And talking about moving on, he's one of the great trainers now, Chris Waller. Mm. He just dominated Ipswich Day.
We get so blasé about his achievements sometimes, don't we, Laurie? Because he's dominated Sydney and Australian racing for many years now. But to train all three Group 1 winners on Epsom Day, which, you know, let's be honest, it was the marquee day in the Sydney Spring Carnival until a couple of years ago when the Everest came along, is just an absolutely astounding achievement when you think about it. And we know that Chris loves winning those big Randwick miles. He did it again with Colding and the Epsom. Funstar was great in the flight. And then to pick up this horse from Western Australia, come play with me and win the Metropolitan, the cap off the day was just incredible. And you know, how good are some of these ex-West Australian horses going over on the East Coast at the moment? We talk about Arcadia Queen, we talk about Come Play With Me, we talk about Gadding winning the Maccabi Tiva Town there in Melbourne. So I'm going to give a bit more respect to some of the form from Western Australia. But nothing that Chris Waller does now seems to surprise me.
No, it was unbelievable to see. I'll tell you who was good on the weekend down the straight. They were both were good. Sunlight was enormous. They backed her for a stack, Adam. And Santa Ana Lane, geez, he was good. He was good late.
He's on track, isn't he, Dave? There's sort of been a lot of consternation about his preparation. You remember he missed his first up run up here in Sydney in the shorts because of the wet track. He's coming back from Hong Kong. And there's always just that little nagging doubt about how he's travelled back to Australia and whether he can replicate that previous form on the racetrack. But he was fantastic in the Gilguy. There they did back Sunlight to win an absolute stack on the weekend, and the money was right. So you have to say that Sunlight's on track for the Everest. Santa Ana Lane is definitely on track for the Everest. And I think we walked away from the Premier Stakes up here in Sydney with more questions than answers, to be honest. Like, Brutal was great. He still hasn't got a slot. I'd imagine that James Harran will be circling him at some stage this week. But I thought Osborne Bulls was incredibly disappointing. And Classic Legend, maybe a little bit of a question mark. He might need some dry ground.
Yeah, your mate.
My mate. Jeez. Who's putting Frankie Dettori on his horse in the Melbourne Cup?
Lloyd Williams, Laurie. He's bringing him back for another crack.
How many is this?
This will be number 17 for Frankie.
Gee,
number 17.
Can I ask you, will he carry your money? Depending on what horse he's on, or would you...
No, he's riding a pretty well-credentialed horse in Master Reality for Lloyd, that's trained by Joseph O'Brien. He ran third in the Ascot Gold Cup earlier this year in June. That's probably the premier staying race over there in the UK throughout the year. So the horse comes with some pretty good credentials. I just would like to see do a bit more of a deep dive into the horse's form and maybe see how he adapts to getting down here to Werribee. But I wouldn't be too afraid to back Frankie, to be honest, Laurie.
It's his holiday. He comes out for a holiday.
Well, we've discussed this before. He gets into Australia after a long-haul flight, less than 24 hours before the Melbourne Cup, usually.
Yeah.
And I know jockeys are used to doing that. I'd love to see him come down here for a few days and just acclimatise a little bit before the big race.
Well, look, if anyone out there knows Frank and he's listening, I want to get him on the program because they reckon every jockey you speak to, all the boys in the
good
room,
bloke,
reckon he's a champion. Champion bloke.
Yeah, but I just feel when he comes down to Australia, he's here for a bit of a...
He's just having a
good
look
time,
around.
Yeah. Yes, I've got to ride in the Melbourne Cup. That's the way he rides them, isn't
he? Well, hopefully not. Hopefully not this year. We'll try and get him on the show. We'll try and get him on the show. And what about Enable? Speaking of Frankie, Enable went for that third arc, but was just beaten in the ground beater, mate.
Yeah, a little bit disappointing, wasn't it, Dave? I think Frankie mentioned after the race she didn't quite feel comfortable in the ground and was a little bit sticky. And she hit the front of the furlong pile. You're almost convinced that she's probably going to hold on and win, but she was run down the final 50 to 100 metres. And it just goes to show how difficult it is to keep winning race upon race upon race, campaign upon campaign. And I know the Northern Hemisphere narcs out there will criticise Winks, but to win 33 races in a row and be unbeaten for 4 years is an amazing achievement. So Unable, obviously, couldn't quite become the first horse to win three arcs, but I think she's probably headed to the breeding bar now. That's more than likely the last race.
Perfect, Adam. Thank you very much, mate. Well, I'll tell you what I love is, and I know we're going to get to the news here, but Laurie Potts-Frankie. We had him on the program right now. He'd be all over him.
I'd be sucking up like anything.
Oh, he'd be all
one of the world's best jockeys, if not the best.
Good to have you on, Frankie. Oh, anything. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow, Adam.
Thanks, boys. Speak to you soon.